Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The DH, Doug Frobel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Darrell Ackerfelds. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Hinzo applying the tag. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to third. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Allenson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Molitor out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frobel moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Deere hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles is hit by the pitch. Surhoff moves to third. Deere moves to second. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Svium hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff tags and scores. Deere tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Brewers. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Castillo bunts towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. Deer scores. Riles moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Riles scores. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. It's 7-1, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs is walked intentionally. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Carter scores. Hall moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. It's 7-2, Brewers. Chuck Krim now pitching. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frobel takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Jacoby moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 7-3, Brewers. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Snyder scores. Frobel moves to third. It's 7-5, Brewers. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Franco is hit by the pitch. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinzo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field. Deer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deer. Frobel scores. Bando scores. Franco moves to third. Tabler moves to second. It's Brewers, 7, Indians, 7. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Franco scores. Tabler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff bunts towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Riles strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Frobel takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Jay Aldrich now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Rick Manning pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Manning reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 8, Indians, 8. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Kiefer now playing second base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deer strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Dan Plesac now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Doug Fraubel. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Junior Noboa now playing shortstop. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-5 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plezak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder pinch runs for Greg Brock. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to second. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Riles hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Felder moves to third. Deer moves to second. Two outs. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svyum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Svyum is walked intentionally. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiefer hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing left field. Rob Deer now playing first base. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Brewers will come to bat. John Farrell now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder takes first base on ball four. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles juggles the ball. That's an error on Riles. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-1 in the game. Noboa is walked intentionally. Bando moves to second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-6 in the game. Hinzo hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Bando moves to third. Noboa moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.